Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Aloha, now, everybody.
Now, what I should say is Daly's here, too, and what I wanted to say is that Richard, the best. Why don't you tell us what's happened in the past few days?
Okay, what's happened is Richard, he's 95 years old. He got pneumonia and a UTI infection. So his son brought him in, got him into the hospital, you know, through ambulance, and they've been working on him. And so far, so good, Barbie. He sent me three texts saying he's over the hump and, you know, his son said his blood pressure's down, he has color in his face, he's eating. So he took a turn for the best, and then they're going to work on getting people into the house to work with him. So I don't know how long he'll be out. You know, but Barb?
You don't know how long he'll be in the hospital?
No. I think Sunday or Monday or something of that sort.
Wow, he's amazing. 95 and he's pulling out of a pneumonia.
Yeah.
Well, he did that. He did that with me as well. He was in Elko. He wasn't 95, he was a few years younger, and he had sepsis, and he had pneumonia and UTI, you know, so he pulled out of that in 5 days. So, I mean, pardon me?
What is UTI?
Urinary tract infection, okay?
I knew it was something, okay, that I just wasn't getting the abbreviation. But, yeah, that's no fun. On top of just being really, really sick with pneumonia and then having that where you just don't feel like you can go to the bathroom without pain. Poor Richard.
Yeah, he was having pain. The antibiotics helped tremendously, but I got my first text from him saying, I had sent him the picture I sent you. Did you get that, Barbara?
Yes.
Me and him?
I did reply on your email.
I got
wonderful.
That. So I sent that picture to him, and he said, yes, good times for sure. Think I'm over the hump. And I wrote back to him, and then he sent me a picture of him in bed with all the stuff attached to him. And he goes,
uh-oh.
Yuck. And I go, oh, my God. And then, you know, that kind of was the last one I got. But then I talked to his son, and his son said he's doing way better. And he was proud, and that it should be just a few days, but they're not sure exactly when. They have to get him on the proper oxygen. The oxygen that he had. Huh?
Why did he get sick?
Well, I looked it up on pneumonia, and anybody can get it at any time. That's what amazes me. I didn't know that. I've had my shots, and so has he. You know, pneumonia shots? But apparently you don't get it as bad if you have the shots.
My mother
have you had your shot?
Well, I had my flu shot, but my mom said that when the elderly people, they get pneumonia, that's normally basically what they pass from. It's like an old age illness that a lot of them just get it, their body can't fight that kind of thing off anymore. And so I was really concerned when you told me, when Johnny told me, and, you know, he's 95.
No,
so.
Barbara, times have changed. Times have really changed. They got, you know, shots and stuff for people that will keep us alive longer. And if you catch it in time, I don't know, his son said this weekend he was out at a car show looking at cars and photographing the cars, and he was on his little electric cart, and he was having a ball. And the next day he has a fever. You know, he had a fever of 102. And you see, you're always supposed to check, and I do this every day because, you know, I just do it. I check my oxygen level, which should be 90 and above, and I check my temperature every single day. And that will tell you if you're having a problem. And a lot of people are not aware of that they should do that. And it just works. And so his son saw his temperature was low too, He didn't want to go to the hospital, and his son said, "You're going, sorry." So he called an ambulance, and I think he got him there just in time, you know.
Okay.
And he has – the problem with Richard, he has very bad lungs from smoking when he was younger. He has COPD.
Oh.
You know, from the lungs. So I remember I used to smoke like a fiend, and when the doctor told me, you know, you're bordering on emphysema, I quit. And that was at the age of 45. I quit.
That's all you needed.
Quit. Well, my dad died of emphysema. So did Johnny. And I said, I'm not going in that direction. So far, so good. My lungs have been cleared. I haven't had an infection of the lungs in years, so knock on wood. But here's the weird thing, Barbara. There was a sign. Richard bought me a little tiny bracelet years ago, which was silver and lapis and all that. And he bought it for me, and I've been wearing it ever since. I looked at my arm yesterday when all this happened, and it was gone. It broke.
No.
And
oh,
I'm going,
no.
This is not good, not good. If something like this happens, means, shoot, I'll probably die or something. You know, I was freaked out. Because every time I've had something like that happen, I've had a bad incident. And today,
like a loss.
I was,
like a loss.
What?
You lost your bracelet. So it's a loss. You're saying that when you lose something, it usually is a sign of more loss to come?
No, it wasn't. It was broken. In other words, I've had bracelets and rings and whatever, and Hawaiian bracelets and whatever. When it breaks, that means I'm going to hear of a death or something bad's going to happen. So I was pretty shook up and pretty freaked out by it. And then this, just before I went to eat something for dinner, I looked on the floor right next to my chair, and there was a bracelet. Swear to God. Out of nowhere. I mean, I looked in that spot forever, and there it was. And I have to go get it fixed, but there it was.
That's what happened.
And I'm going, yep, that was a sign. And that told me he was going to be okay. Then I got the call from his son.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. You found
that
he
would.
Wow. That's cool. See, you're aware of that.
Yeah. You know, I'm aware of signs. I mean, I live my life by signs. You know.
Interesting.
If something
fun.
Yeah. The what?
It's fun just to see a sign and then, wow, that was so weird. Things like that do happen to me a lot, too. I feel like I'm aware as well, very aware. And it's just cool to use it just a little more. Use it, people. Just trust yourself. You know?
People don't know.
The
they don't understand what signs are. We have to make a book about it, or it's hard to explain, you know, but like definitely the bracelet was a sign, but I knew it. But I'm telling you, we have to let people know what signs are and how to follow them. Like if you're driving down the, if you're driving down the street and you're going home, but all of a sudden you take the same way all the time, but all of a sudden something tells you make a left, and you make the left and there's an accident and you're able to help somebody. Those are signs. They're from above. You know, so do you have a lot of signs happen to you?
Yes. And you know what? I should record that, write it down or jot it somewhere, right? Because then I can't remember it later. And it was just so coincidental and cool and just unbelievable sometimes.
Yeah, well, there's no such thing as coincidence. Things are meant to happen. Well, I have to say, what you wrote to Richard, he doesn't look at his email. He'll look at his messages. He'll look at his email, but not right now, you know, in the situation. So I sent it to his son to give it to Richard and read it to him. And then I sent it after he texted me, I sent it and said, Barbara sent this for you. And she wishes you well, and read it, you know, or have your son read it. So I made sure he got it. But it was so beautiful.
I thought, you know what, Dale is going to make sure they all know that there's a message there that Barbara wrote, Richard. I knew you would do that, and you did. And so when you said, I just sent this to, you know, I made sure that they read this to Richard. And then I wasn't even surprised. I'm like, I knew that you would make sure he got that message because it's so important. You know, it could have been the last message from me. Thank you, Dale.
I know.
You know, when I call, I was going to say, so when I called Barbara yesterday to kind of tell her about this, you know, it was just weird. It felt weird because, you know, I mean, we want the best for him, and you know, but then you remember how old he is. He's 95, and it's like, it's hard to deal with certain things like that. Sometimes you don't want anything bad to happen to him. And
I know.
It's like I was telling, you know, it's like the first, you know, it's like I called up Barbara, and then Barbara answered the phone, and she goes, "Hey, Johnny," you know, like her little joyful voice. And then I said, "I got to tell you something." And it was, and I don't even remember a whole lot of the other stuff that we talked about, Barbara, because I was so upset about Richard. So I'm going to probably call you in a few days or so. But the thing is that I just, you know, it was just so sad, you know, and I didn't want, you know, I don't know, just, you understand what I'm saying.
Well,
yeah, we understand. You're very. That was sweet of you to be that way. And all I did was just keep praying and praying and praying a lot for him, and asking God to please make him better. And if he's in any pain, to take him. You know, that's the way I usually do it. And I was like, you know, his son sounded very upset. And, but this was, Barbara, this was foretold. I told Richard, you know, that when he left here to go to be with his son, not that I had anything against his family, I don't, but I said, hey, I'll give you a year because, you have the best doctors in the world in Nevada, and Farmington does not. You know, Farmington, their hospital is left, you know. But here we have like five, Reno, we have five different hospitals that are phenomenal. And I've been to a couple of them, and they're phenomenal. And I said, at any moment, any time, you can just go to the doctor here and just go right in without a problem. You know, even though there's no appointment for you because they know you. So I said, I'll give you a year. You know, it's not going to be easy. And, you know, everything I'm seeing is turning out. And I told him, don't be anywhere near kids or anything like that out in public a lot, because you can get sick as thin as you are. And
he went to the car show. He was around a lot of people.
Well, yeah, but he loves cars, so, you know, it's not right to stop him. But anyway, the whole thing was I wanted him, I don't mean stay in your room and be locked up, but, you know, he got his little toy, which is an electric cart with a battery. So he's all excited about running that around, you know, has a battery on it.
When
so
did
he
get
can,
that? When did he get that?
No, he had that a long time ago, but we never used it here in Nevada because he didn't need to. We had the car, and he just didn't need to use it. So Blythe put that machine and the old battery, you know, when Richard left. And Richard's whole point in leaving was, you know, I need to be with my son. I haven't spent hardly any time with him. And, you know, I just need to do this. And not that I'm going to die. He said,
no.
Maybe I have a few more years, you know.
Well,
so he's not giving
what, Johnny?
We have some callers waiting. Would you like to start on the
okay.
callers? Okay. All right. Let
okay,
me,
yeah, sure.
Let me put this first person on. This is Patricia.
Oh, wait. I just wanted to finish telling Barbara what I had told
okay.
him, which is I wanted to make sure I foresee everything that was or is going to happen to him. I knew if I send my picture of him and me, that would cheer him up, and it did. I also knew by telling that Barbara and you and everything really missed him, that would make him feel better. So, but unfortunately, there's more that I see coming, so we'll go with that.
Okay.
Well, okay, if you are listening, Richard, really quick, Johnny, if you're listening, Richard, we miss you on the show today. Get well soon, and we're all praying for you, and we're glad
okay.
that our messages and photos cheered you up. Okay, we're ready for the caller,
okay.
and that's what Richard would say too right now.
Yes. Patricia,
to the caller.
I'm here with Mikey Gales here. Are you there, Patricia?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hi, Patricia. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Mexico.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Are you at the place where Richard's at?
I don't know. I have no idea what area is that.
It's in Farmington. Yes.
Oh, no,
it's in
I'm
Farmington.
Far away from. No, I'm more towards Albuquerque.
Oh, okay. I've been in New Mexico, and it reminded me a lot of Nevada, the weather. I didn't have that much, but it was very nice, and I enjoyed it. I enjoy flying into New Mexico. They have this big old rock. I don't know what it is, but it's huge. You know the rock I'm talking about when you fly in?
Oh, Shiprock?
It's huge. Yes.
Oh, no, Shiprock's in Arizona, I think. I think I know what you're talking about, but it the name's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't say it right
Me
now.
Me too.
but I know what you're talking about.
Anywhere. How can I help you, sweetheart?
Oh, I just wanted to find out if you could tap into... if there's anything for me coming in as far as a different job, I have one right now. I'm an independent contractor, and I'm just so burnt out. I've been there for years
mm-hmm.
and years, and I just need something different, and I'm just
okay,
just
what type of work do you do?
I I do market research. I work from home, and I want the same situation. It's just I want a different
company.
No.
I want to know what type of work do you do, and what are you looking for? That's the two things I want to know.
The same thing. I do. I'm on the telephone all the time. It's communication,
mm-hmm.
market research, and I work for myself. But I've been doing this work for the same company.
No, I got that part. So you want to work for some other company is what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm trying to do something at home, maybe online, like a online.
Well, I see something new coming, brand new, within 2 months. 2 months.
Okay.
And it's toward, it could be toward December. But it starts out like as a possibly a part-time thing, but don't give up your other job yet, but you can do this as part-time, and then it's going to work its way into full-time. And it's working for a company doing basically the same thing, and you'll be more than pleased and very successful.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And will I be able to get rid of this other one eventually?
Yes, but not right away.
Okay.
So
all
what
right.
I'm saying is hang in there, and I was going to ask you something. What's the matter with, is it a car or no car? What's the matter?
I have a car. I have a vehicle.
Right. What's the matter with the tires? Or do you need new tires or something, or did you just get new tires?
Oh, I got new tires not too long ago. My tires should be fine.
Okay, good. That's what I was saying. I wasn't sure, but I know what I'm picking up on. Not you. I'm picking up on Barbara with her pump. I'm sorry. I'm just in that direction. Barbara,
okay,
I'm sorry.
I hope my tires are okay because I purchased them not too long ago. They don't have very many miles on them, so they should be fine, I hope.
No. I think they're fine. I just didn't know which one. And but I do see a nail in one of the tires on the right-hand side. So check back in front, okay?
Back in front on the right-hand side, okay.
Yeah, you'll see a little
right.
nail. I don't know what that's from. And then also, are you planning on moving?
Oh, I don't know how I would move. I'm not too thrilled about the people I live around, but it's always on my mind every now and then.
Okay. Well, there's going to be an opportunity for you to move in the future. But anyway, thank you very much for calling. I have other people to talk to, okay?
Well,
thank you
very much. You have a nice evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Barbara, yes. I was picking up on your pump. I mean, your
what
thing
pump?
That broke. Or the thing that broke.
Oh, the
on
oh,
your
the
car.
Hose.
The hose.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just
that.
Tuned into. Don't
tuned
you have
that
the auto? Club? Yes. Don't you have the auto club?
Yeah, they took care of me.
Yeah, because you said you got home at 12:30 at night, and I'm going, what
yeah,
the hell?
I mean, they took me to a mechanic, but they had, you know, tons of cars to do while they fit me in, and then they, I mean, it's a Jaguar. We have to get the Jaguar part, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be getting,
did you,
they just patched it up so I could get home, you know? He had to patch it up. He had to take it out. He had to weld plastic. He had to wrap it enough so I could drive home an hour safely. I made a friend. He's such the nicest guy ever. God put the nicest mechanic in my life, okay? He stayed after work 4 hours to do that for me. I showed up, like, right when they were closing. So, you know, it's time ticks by, you know. Oh, let me help this person. And, I mean, three people came to pick up their vehicles while he was still working on mine and finishing theirs. I couldn't even believe it.
Wow.
And then I drove home, and it was that late. It just was that late.
Oh.
And
I couldn't figure out why.
Well, because you arrive at 6 and then, you know, you talk and then 7 rolls around. Then let's order parts and 8. And, well, where is it? Well, 9. Let's start picking it. Now it's 10. Okay, well, 11. Okay. 11:30, I'm done. I mean, it happens easily.
Well, I hope you're not. Are you renting a car now so you get a new one?
No. They patched it. He patched it up. That's what took a while. He fixed it. He said it'll be good for a couple weeks. So I have an appointment down
here. Yeah,
that
worries me. That worries me. I don't want you going long durations at all because it won't hold.
I have an appointment on Monday. I will be dropping it off Monday morning. I have nowhere to go this weekend. I am staying here planning a birthday party for my dad who turns 80.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I know.
Wow. Okay. But we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's go to the next one, Johnny.
Carol, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello. Good evening. This is Carol Coyne. How are you tonight?
Hi, Carol. Just fine.
How are you?
Where are you calling from?
Thank you. I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, okay. Fine. What part of Florida?
Fort Myers area, where we got
okay.
hit by Ian about a year ago coming up. Yes. That drives
Gosh.
Me to my question.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead. What's your question?
We had a very tough year here. Do you ever see perhaps another move for my family in the future coming up, like in the next year or two? Do you see anything like that?
Wait, another what?
Move from Florida. Do you see me moving out of the state of Florida in the next year? Yeah. Can you see anything like that possibly?
Yes. Yes. What about North Carolina? Has that hit you at all?
It kind of has in the past, yes, but we've lived many places. I don't know if I'm supposed to give out too much information about myself. Is that necessary?
No, you can't. You can. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, my husband's English, and we lived in England many years, and then we keep toying with really, should we move back there or not, or stay here in the state of Florida.
Okay, well let me say this. Let me stop you. You are going to move back to England. He may not say it, but he really wants to move back to England. So I would give him the benefit of the doubt. And as long as he can get work, as long as you guys can get work there, for sure you're moving back. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
Wow, that's really powerful because, we're getting towards that, like, retirement age as well. And it's kind of, we just had a lot of, like, reasons for being here. The children growing up the last, like, decade or so because we lived there. The children actually grew up there in the last part of education they did here, back here, because I'm from America, myself.
But
we just keep
pointing. Sweetie, I can't do a whole reading, but it's not going to matter.
I'm sorry.
You're
going
to go to England, and it may be just a few years. And then you may come back here, and then the next spot will be North Carolina. So if you want to bypass all that, you can go to North Carolina. So it's up to you. And if you want a real reading, you can call me at 808-372-1816,
Oh, definitely. I would definitely like to do that. When's a good time to do that? Is that kind of something just Monday through Friday?
No. I'm available all times. You could call me after the show if you want, and I could do a reading. But look at my website. It'll say Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com, DaleShears.com.
Okay, I definitely
and
that.
It gives my prices $100, and I can do a reading after this show. Say about Western time. I don't know what you are. What time are you there?
Yeah. Right now it's 8:30, but I would prefer maybe another day over the weekend or Monday, because I do have something planned this evening.
Monday,
so
I cannot. Monday, I'm booked solid.
Tuesday. Okay.
Tuesday's fine.
So, okay, maybe we'll shoot for Tuesday.
After,
that'd be awesome.
I would say after 3 o'clock Pacific time, you can call.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
that
thank
sounds
you.
Awesome. Thank you, Dale. I really appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank
Carol.
You very much for your – thank you very much as well. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you on the phone.
You too.
Have a good evening.
You
okay,
thank
you.
Okay,
very
we'll do
much.
One
thank
more.
You.
We'll do one more, and then we'll go to Barbara and her dad.
Okay. All right, the next one is Kim Williams. You are live on the air with Psychic Tales here.
God, I wish Richard were listening in. Oh, okay.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
I'm fine, considering. Anyway, where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland, okay. And how can I help you?
Well, I'm wondering if you can pick up on anything about my love life. It's just like falling apart, and I just wonder if
okay,
you
well, don't tell
anything.
Me. Don't tell
okay.
me. Your love life sucks. I know that. I already see that. Because you're making wrong choices. You're staying with the people
okay.
too long, and you're hoping for the best results, which is not happening. You have a new person coming in. I want to say there's an L, like Larry, in his name. You don't know him yet. And he's very nice, very kind, and very sweet. So you need to really look at your choices and quit picking the losers is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay.
And
all right.
Have I met my soulmate?
Honey, soulmates are just, how do I explain it? You got to listen to my tape on Life, Laughter, Happiness. There's a little round circle there. If you go in there, I have all my tapes. Soulmates is one of them. But our soulmate is the missing part of us. And if you listen to the tape, you know, you'd understand. But I can honestly say, no, you have not met your soulmate yet.
Okay.
All
okay. right. Thank you. Have a
thank
good night.
You.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.
Okay. Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara? Okay, let's go
Hi.
To your dad. You talk. Let's go to your dad and his birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
I know. That will be September 26th, and how great. What a big milestone. And the good news is that they're coming to me, and because I was not going to not be with my dad on that big 80th. So I was going to maybe have to get to Arizona, which would be difficult. My daughter and I.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're coming. They're going right now. They're in San Diego enjoying it, and then they'll be up here probably Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday is his birthday. So
is that
I am
his
busy.
Girlfriend?
Yes.
Is that his girlfriend? Yeah.
20 years.
What
or
do
longer.
You? What do you? I know, but what do you have planned?
I don't know. Can you think of some great things? What do people do on the 80th? Is there a certain color? We're just going to, he doesn't like going out.
I'm not 80, I don't know.
He likes sitting here. He doesn't, I know, but you've been friends with Richard for a long time. There must be a special color. Johnny, can you look that up for us, please?
No, but I think if Richard was here, he'd probably be able to give advice.
Yeah.
Yes, I wish he was, you know.
I love it.
I'm hoping. I don't know if he's listening or sleeping. Yeah, when we get to it. But, okay, for the 80th, though, what I did with Richard, like every birthday, I'd get a beautiful cake, say happy birthday, and have him blow out the candles. I'd get balloons. He loved balloons. I don't know why, yeah. but he just loved balloons, you know? So I'd get balloons. You know, two or three balloons, and he can have fun with that, and get him some flowers, and,
yeah.
You know, balloons you can get at the dollar store, you know, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You get the
Every
ones you
that's
want.
Right. That's where I get them, Dale. That's so cute.
Oh, okay.
I do. I catch believe what a great deal they are. So I was going to do that and the cake, of course, the flowers,
mm-hmm.
not to forget those. And then just, he likes to sit on my couch because, you know, he's older now. Going out would be
right.
some discomfort probably.
Unless you want to go out to dinner or something. But I bought something for Richard just this last birthday that he loves so much. I got it on Amazon, and it's mm-hmm. a little cake, and it has candles on it. It's not a real cake, but it has candles. And when you press it, it's like a dog toy. When you press it, it sings happy birthday to you. He absolutely loved it.
It's fun. It's just cute.
You get them little silly things. Not anything.
I just looked it up on Amazon, something cute mm-hmm. on Amazon. It's a cute little thing. Back in 1943, it's like a little decorative party poster. And things, what the house costs. What things cost. A new home, $3,600. A new car, $800.
Oh, that's fun.
You know,
wait a minute.
I already have
something to say about that, because, you know, my mom's birthday was on the 29th of August, and they did something similar with her. My daughter did. I mean, my sister did. Sorry, sister. And And apparently she walks around. She has this T-shirt that's you know about with her age, and you know, like who was president, who was heavyweight champion of the world, how much a loaf of bread costs, that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, that's cute. It's so interesting. And
yeah, but
then
Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara, look, are you on Amazon right now?
Yes.
Can you look up dog toys, birthday cakes, happy birthday? It'll have candles on it. Can you look that up?
Yes.
Well,
dog
toy. Look that up. Yeah, it's a dog toy. Because
okay.
I bought one for my dog, and then I decided to get one for Richard. He loved it.
And he loved it.
He loved it. All right, I'll take a call while you're looking, okay? Go ahead. Johnny,
right.
You want to give out your phone number?
Yeah, it's 516-531-9874. And our next caller is Ray. And you are live on the air with Psychic Tales Share.
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Haven't I talked to you before?
Possible. It's possible.
No, I have. What can I do for you now?
Yeah, I don't know what I asked you before. Do you remember? I can't remember.
No. I don't remember anything when I do a reading. So go ahead.
I was just going to ask you if you see anything with my love life in the next, you know, 3 to 6 months, or if you see anything coming. You know, I got my feet under me. I'm in my career. I just kind of want to see what's coming up, if anything.
Okay. What did she say? You had what with you and your career?
I have my feet under me. I think I'm in the right headspace. I'm in my right career.
Oh, you're ready.
You know, I'm steady. Yeah, I think I am, and, you know, I'm not dating anyone. I don't have any prospects, and I'm really just curious.
How old are you, sweetie?
35, but I feel like I'm 28.
You sound like you're 28. And where are you calling? I'm sorry, you're calling from California. What part of California?
Yep. Northern California.
Where?
Sacramento.
Okay, yeah. Sacramento has many, many places to date people and do things. I know that's not your style. You're real fussy, you know, about who you date, when you date. You'd rather the girl be perfect. You would check her nails. She'd check her bank account if you had to. You would check everything about her. But at the same token, you want somebody that'll do the same things that you do all the time, correct?
I'd say to a degree. My best friend says that I'm very picky. I just say I know what the bleep I want.
That's the same thing, sweetie.
You're fair, but you know, I like women that are really laid back, don't wear that much makeup, and are just down to earth. And if I just get any semblance that you're vain or you're self-indulgent, then it's like, ah, no thanks.
Well, have you ever thought of joining the Mormons? They do that a lot. And they're really nice people.
I'm practicing Catholic.
Oh, okay. That was a joke. Okay. What about going to church and meeting some Catholic girls over there?
Yeah, I either go because I speak Spanish as well. I've gone to Mexican churches and gone to different churches, but, you know, nothing really. I do dance and stuff like that, and I have recently started chatting up this young lady who's really sweet, and we bonded over, you know, like over text message, but then she hasn't really responded in over 24 hours, and I'm not bothered, you know. I don't want to sound like I'm pushy, so I just said, she'll respond to me when she responds, you know.
Well, she's busy, okay? There's other people she responds to. You're not the only one. But I will say, you will meet someone, I'd say in the next month or two, and you'll call us and you'll tell me, hey, I finally found someone. I'm very happy, and things are going good. And that's, you know, I get an L in the girl's name, and she's very sweet, and it's all good. It's everything you want, sweetie. So just hang in there. It'll be good. Don't worry about this girl not texting you or calling you. If she does, she does. And if she doesn't, she doesn't. Okay?
All righty. Thank you very much.
Right.
I really appreciate reading it.
Okay. You have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Barbara, would you give out my website and stuff?
Your number for private readings. Everybody, get your pencil ready. Psychic Dale Shear's direct number is 808-372-1816. Call her after the show and make your appointment. Get a private reading, a longer reading. And, you know, do it because I did, didn't I? I call you, Dale. I'm so lucky to have you. You like it when I call.
I'm lucky to have you.
Aw, thank you. Yeah. Well.
But okay. Did you find
what her friends were?
True. Did you find the birthday cake with the candles?
I found one. It's like a squishy toy for a dog with one candle on it. It looks really cute, but it only has one candle.
Does it say happy birthday?
Yes. Yeah, it's
very
cute.
Does it play happy birthday?
Oh, I don't know. Let me go look again. I'm not sure.
There's one with more.
Okay.
There's one with about four candles that's like it, and it plays happy birthday.
I already have found the gift. I'm not going to just get him a bunch of stuff that he doesn't even have room for. He really doesn't. So I'm just going to get him that one thing. It's like a card. And I'm going to frame it. It's the frame, everything that happened in 1943.
Oh.
And then I'm going to go clothing shopping for him. He loves Versace. He loves jewelry.
Ooh.
And go that route. But thank you. Your thing was cute, but there's no dog to give it to afterwards. And I don't think I'm going to like it.
Understand.
I don't like these pet noises when they squeak. I don't like squeaky toys.
Oh, okay. All right, you go do what you're going to. I feel you're going to have a happy birthday. But I might say one thing, having nothing to do with you or anybody else. I'm picking up on a major earthquake. And the last one I picked up was, I guess, in Morocco or Libya. I can't remember one of those, Morocco. When I feel this, that means it's going to happen. The problem is I just don't know where.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay. That somebody's going to experience an earthquake. They're not fun.
Yes. Right. Okay, Johnny,
watch
do we have other people?
We sure do.
What? We have another
caller?
We
sure do have other people.
Good.
Okay. Our next caller is Michelle. And Michelle, you are live on the air with Psychic Dales here.
Thank you so
Hi,
much
Michelle.
For taking my call. Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Where are you calling from, Michelle?
I am calling from Florida. I'm your neighbor to your host there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Michelle. How can I help you?
Well, I've got a rash, and I've had it since January. And I've been to the doctor. I have prayed over it, tried to God to help me get rid of it. They don't know what's causing it, and it itches so bad. I mean, it's just a terrible, intense itch. And, I mean, they've tried steroid creams. They've done biopsies for cancer. They've checked me for leukemia and lupus. And they don't know what's causing it, so I'm hoping maybe you can lead me in some direction.
Okay, well.
Because if I can't figure out what's causing it, then I can't get rid of it.
Oh, I understand, but I'm not a doctor. I can't act like one, and I can get in a lot of trouble for doing that. But what comes to mind is psoriasis. Have they checked that?
They did do a biopsy, and they said it was spongiotic dermatitis. And so basically that's like contact dermatitis. But I've never had any skin issues, so I'm trying to figure out what is causing me to have allergic reaction and from what, you know?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. So
I
can't profess to be one, you know, but eventually you will get rid of it in time. Just keep going from doctor to doctor to doctor, allergist, 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 and you will find the right one.
All righty.
Okay. I'm sorry. I can't take the chance of doing that, okay?
All right. Well, I sure do appreciate it.
Sorry. Okay, Johnny,
right,
next one.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, the next one is David. And David, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Cher.
Hi, David.
Hello?
We have a lot of men this time. How are you?
How are you? You know, I've been listening for a little bit. It is my first time listening, but I heard Mr. Ray was in a similar precarious situation to me when it comes to women. You know, I'm a frequent user of 4chan. I try my best to find women. Of 4chan.
What is 4chan?
Like where all my fellow incels are. It's just a really good platform, positivity. But regardless, I'm sorry. Let me just tell you the main problem. I seem to struggle to find women, especially when I go out. You know, I look in the usual places, Publix, skate parks, under the bridge.
Whoa. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from Miami, Florida.
Okay. Another one. Okay. And you're looking all over the place to find the right one, correct?
Yes. And it seems like every single time I just, whether I don't know if it's my body odor or if it's something that I'm just not picking up on.
No. Can you be quiet for a moment and I can tell you what I see?
Okay, please.
Okay? All right. First of all, what people don't realize is you don't look for love. It will find you in the oddest of places. It could be in the grocery store. It could be at a bookstore. It could be at a candy dance. You don't know. Don't go looking. The more you look, the less you find. And what you do find is not very good. And like Barbara and I, you know, Barbara, have you ever looked or just people follow you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when you do look, then you're not finding.
You're not. And I'm going to let Barbara handle this because she knows more about the love life than I do. I mean, in the sense that I've never looked in my whole life, and all I do is attract men. I don't know why, but it just I have to fight them off. And Barbara's saying,
I know
what
he's thinking.
Do you think that's just because of your physical appearance or your general atmosphere that ropes all in?
It's not, I don't think it's my physical appearance. I think I'm average. I don't know, Barbara, what do you think? You don't keep changing. What you keep doing is, well, if this doesn't work, I'm going to change this. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to change this. Stop doing that. Just be yourself.
Yeah,
be your sweet lovable self. And don't be looking for marriage, because that'll come. But at the same token, you know, just maybe, I don't know, Barbara, you tell them.
Okay, I have a little advice. Don't look for what you don't want. Don't even have that on your mind. Oh, well, she's probably this way. She's probably that way. Too much negativity going on up there. And also about your own self. You have to get your confidence. If you think you do have a body odor problem, go try all the different kinds of stuff until you find the one that works. Really, love yourself. Care for yourself. Love yourself. Then you're going to go out confidently, and don't even look for anything. It will happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's great advice, but it's just so hard to build the confidence to ask a girl to wink my ween. I mean, that's just not realistic.
Oh, God. Well, you're now you're
you
just
ask a girl to what?
Silly.
What?
He's being...
What is that?
What? You didn't hear him?
There's nothing
I didn't
I
get
about
it.
That. It's really great advice, and I appreciate it, but it's not like everyone out there is just willing to do that for me.
Do what
well,
for
I
you?
Hear, he's talking about, like, sex. I mean, why would you put that the cart before the horse?
Why would
right.
you even go there? Maybe that's what's chasing everybody away.
Person.
Well, then go to a whorehouse, maybe. Next question. Okay, Johnny, go to the next question.
Next caller? Okay.
Thank yes.
you, okay, the next one is Melissa. You are live on the air with Psychic Gail Shear.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Psychic. Hi, ma'am. I'm so glad. I love the way you talk. It's very, like, comforting and old school, and Brenda, too. And Johnny, this is a very comforting show. Yeah, Golden
Thank
Girl,
you.
But besides Johnny, not always, but yes, ma'am, you have a talented, I can see why people love to talk to you. You can go to a nursing place, or nursing home or hospice, and I think you will
yes.
brighten their lives, how you communicate is a gift.
Well, boy, I'm getting a reading from you. That's what I've been doing for the last... 8 years with Richard. I've been nursing him and making sure he's okay. And he's been my friend. And now he's with his son. He's 95. So, yeah, I can go. I'm looking. I would like that at a nursing home. That would be good.
That's beautiful.
But
my question is.
Where are you from?
Colorado.
Where are you from?
Colorado, Denver.
Denver, okay.
My question is, I asked my male friend that if he can please delete, like, he keeps the dialogue, like, it's been years now, like, everything, whatever question I have, or when I talk to him, or he keeps all the, even my voice recording, I mean, and it's a little bit flattering, but it's a little bit annoying because sometimes we may be upset. I'm sure you understand. And the voice might change. Or I ask him if he can please delete everything. He don't need to have none of that. Because some of it is good on purpose.
Hello? Stop answering your own question. I really think you ought to delete him or block him. He's not all there mentally. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, he's obsessed with you. So, I mean, unless you want this type of person, fine. But, you know, nothing's going to change unless you block him. Got it?
I got it. Well, one more thing on that. When you say he's still upset, he didn't get over it?
No. Can you block him? Can you answer my? What?
No. I'm gonna. No, it's been for you. You know, he's my only guy friend. He gives me a lot of advice, and you know, he used to be a lawyer.
Okay,
you
want this relationship? Then just put up with it, and that's the way it is. Nothing's going to change. Okay.
Yes, I got it. Thank you for the clarification.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Barbara. Johnny, how many more people do we have, please?
We have nobody left, but that's good to know.
Oh,
but
good.
We've had a good show. But we've
good.
Had nobody. So we got everybody. So,
good, because I was getting tired.
As usual.
That last.
A lot.
The last guy just drove me nuts. I can't believe it. He
was trying to be a comedian,
you know,
and he wasn't even funny.
No, he should go to a whorehouse. I'll find out what he was
looking
for.
Well, he was trying to be funny. He was slipping that in. I don't know how to get a woman to whack my weenie, and it was so gross, and it was so dumb, and it wasn't even funny. And it's like, don't waste our time. We're here to really try to help people.
Yes.
You came on, you tried to be a comedian. It didn't work. It was so boring. And you know what? It just was, we really try to help people here. And it's a crank call, and we don't appreciate it. So mark his name down, Johnny.
Well, I can't. I
that is very true.
I didn't mark his name down, but I didn't see his name.
But it was David.
Yeah.
So this is around the time I usually eat dinner with Richard, and I just feel so bad. I swear, Barbara, I miss him so much. And, you know, I'm like Johnny. I don't know what I'd do if something happened to him. I really don't.
Well, I know, and we're just never prepared for it, no matter how old the person is. We just aren't. He's such a close friend to you. He's like family to you. And
oh, yeah.
We have so many memories.
Like my dad.
And we're sad. We are sad. We can only imagine how sad you are, and also been thinking about that for a couple of days, and I've been praying for you too, because you're going to need prayer.
Oh, thank you.
Too. So, hey, Richard, if you are listening or you listen to it later, you can listen to this later, and everybody can if they missed it. Just follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Life, Laughter, Happiness, or you could go to our YouTube channel, and there you will find wonderful tools, all of Psychic Dale Shear's videos where she will take you through a wonderful meditation, and there's all different kinds to choose from there. If you're experiencing loss, if you want to learn how to manifest, if you want to learn how to meditate itself, you need to do this every single day. And I caught myself yesterday thinking, oh my gosh, there's so much going on in my mind. I need to lay down for 10 minutes, put Psychic Dale Shear on, and then 10 minutes later, I'm rejuvenated and ready to conquer the rest of the day.
I listen to it, especially I just listen to all the tapes, and the chakra alignment, I listen to every night, and it's real important to me because it's lowered my blood pressure tremendously. So I really listen to it, and it makes me feel good, and I try to go to sleep by it, so it helps.
Well,
and I just pretend it's not my voice, you know?
Well, it's easy because, you know, when it's a recording, sometimes it doesn't sound exactly like us anyway.
Right.
It's soothing,
right.
And I'm going to choose that one for tonight as well. So thank you, Dale.
We're
praying for Rick, the chakra alignment.
Yes, and we're praying for Richard and hope God watches over him and doesn't take him right now because I need him.
We need him too. Thank you so much. And everybody, pray for Richard. Thank you for all the callers. We're glad to help. Psychic Dale Shear is here for you all week long. Just call her up directly. Leave a message. She'll probably answer the phone, 808-372-1816. And you can also find out more information and how to order her books that she's written. She's written 5 bestsellers. You could get your signed copy directly from Dale by visiting her website, daleshears.com, DayleSchears. ARS.com. And have a
and
wonderful
I'll say
weekend.
It for, wait, I'll say it for Richard. Aloha.
Aloha, everyone. Happy Friday. Have
and aloha,
night.
Johnny. And thank you, Johnny.
Great.
Thank you,
everyone.
Johnny.
Good night, everyone.
Okay, good night.